Welcome to Boundless. I'm Kathy Eldon. In these delicious conversations, we meet artists, activists, founders, and visionaries of all kinds who show us what becomes possible when we refuse to be defined by fear, loss, or limitation. This is a space for anyone ready to reclaim their creativity, trust their spark, and help shape a better future. Hey, so happy to see you here today. When I wrote the poem I'm going to read you, Live Like You're Dying Today, I wasn't trying to be dramatic. I was trying to be honest. Recently, I have been deeply shaken by the health crises of two people I love so much in this world, my husband Michael and my daughter Amy. Watching people you love suffer has a way of stripping away all the noise. Suddenly, the illusion that we have endless tomorrows disappears, and we begin to ask ourselves questions that we usually avoid because they're uncomfortable, inconvenient, or downright terrifying. Like, what if something happened to me suddenly? Would I have done what I came here to do? Would I have loved enough? Would I have forgiven enough? Would I have had the courage to say the things that really matter most? There is a long list of to-dos that many of us carry around in our heads. The things we should do, could do, or somebody someday may do. But someday is such a dangerous word because it tricks us into thinking we have more time than maybe we do. Who knows? So would I have told the people I love that I love them enough times? Would I have said goodbye properly? Would I have made peace with the people I need to forgive? And most importantly, would I have asked forgiveness from the people I may have hurt? All of this brought me back to that beautiful Tim McGraw song, Live Like You're Dying, which I actually looked at after I wrote the other poem. When that song first came out, many may have heard it as an inspiration. You know, skydiving, mountain climbing, embracing life. But as I've gotten older and I've heard this song, I hear something deeper in it now. It's not really just about adventure. It's about presence, about being here now, and about the urgency of our hearts. It's about understanding that life is precarious, it's fragile, it's temporary, and I guess most of all, it's precious. So one of the greatest lessons around all of this came from my mom. Her name is Louise Northcott Knapp. One day, aged 98, she called me and calmly told me that she was going to leave. And she did, within 10 days. It was heartbreaking. It really was heartbreaking. Even at that ancient age, I didn't want her to go. But it was such a gift that she told me she was going. Because we had warning, I was able to say everything I needed to say. Told her I loved her every single day that I talked to her. We shared memories. I asked questions. And I listened. There was probably nothing left unsaid between us. Most of us don't get that kind of warning. And maybe that's the real lesson here. Maybe the lesson is not to wait for the diagnosis, for the accident, for the phone call, or the tragedy before we become fully alive. Maybe we say the loving things now, we forgive, we ask for forgiveness, we create, we reach out, we take the trip, we write the poem, we tell the truth. Because none of us knows how much time we have. So I could be gone tomorrow afternoon. I mean, I'm delighted that I've recorded this today. So before I read this poem, I want to ask you all something. If you truly knew your life was over today or could end tomorrow, what would you do differently today? Would you call? What would you stop postponing? What truth would you finally speak? And what kind of life would you begin living starting now? How to live so it's okay to die today. Let's say someone says, you're going to die today. I'll bet you'd reply, why? At least give me a year. I have so much to do, to say, to hear. No way, they say, you're going today. So if you knew this to be true, what would you do? Who would you reach out to? Who would you write? Who would you call if this day were indeed to be the end of it all? Who would you ask to forgive you for all that you might have done or still might do? And more importantly, who would you try to forgive so that in your final hours you could truly live free of irritating, no, devastating should-haves, could-haves, or if only I would-haves that might remain in your rapidly exiting brain? Today, who would you call to say, I love you, I miss you, or just to say hi, or more appropriately, a final goodbye? Would you go out or would you stay in? What would you eat? What would you drink? What would you dream about? Well, what do you think? The hours are ticking, the minutes too. You have such a short time and so much to do. Better get cracking if you're going to get through that to-do list before your, well, I hate to say it, before you too are totally through. Sorry. After writing and then sharing this poem, I keep coming back to one simple truth. None of us knows how much time we have. The recent health crises of Michael and Amy forced me to think more deeply about mortality, love, forgiveness, and what truly matters. They reminded me of how important it is not to wait to say, I love you, I forgive you, please forgive me, or simply thank you, or goodbye. My mother gave me that extraordinary gift of warning me before she died. And because of that, I was able to say everything I needed to say. Most people never get that opportunity. That realization inspired this poem. And the question for all of us, if today were all we had, how would we choose to live? If this poem moved you, touched you, or made you think, I hope you'll subscribe, like, comment, and share these posts with anybody who you think might need them right now. Sometimes a poem, a conversation, or a moment of honesty can change our lives, including my own. Okay, send me your thoughts, please. Much love to all.